Every instinct in Clark's brain was shouting at her to keep away, but she couldn't bring herself to stop. Taking care not to let her skin touch the glass, Clark reached her arm through the opening of the window and brushed her hand against the wood. Nothing happened. She clenched her fingers into a fist and rapped on it, coughing as a cloud of dust rose into the air. It felt solid. She paused, considering. The building had survived this long. Surely the floor would be able to hold her weight. Carefully, she slid one leg through the opening, then the other. She held her breath, but nothing happened. When she looked up and around her, Clark sucked in her breath. The walls soared on all sides, converging in a point many meters above her head, higher than even the roof above the solar fields. It wasn't as dark as she'd expected. There were windows along the other wall that she hadn't been able to see. These were made of clear glass, but they weren't broken. Beams of sunlight shone through, illuminating millions of dust particles dancing through the air. Clark rose slowly to her feet. There was a railing up ahead that ran parallel to the floor at about waist height. She took a few hesitant steps toward it and gasped, startling herself again as the sound echoed far above her head. She was standing on a balcony overlooking an enormous open space. It was almost completely dark, probably because most of the building was now underground, but she could just make out the outline of benches. She didn't dare venture any closer to the edge for a better look, but as her eyes adjusted to the darkness, more shapes sharpened into focus. Bodies. At first, she thought she'd only imagined it, that her mind was using the shadows to play tricks on her. She closed her eyes and willed herself not to be such a fool. But when she turned back, the shapes were the same. Two skeletons were draped over one of the benches, and another, smaller one, lay at their feet. Although there was no knowing whether the bones had been disturbed, from what she could tell, these people had died huddled together. Had they been trying to keep warm as the skies darkened and nuclear winter set in? How many people had been left at that point? Clark took another small step forward, but this time, the wood creaked dangerously. She froze and started to inch her way back. But a loud crack sang out through the silence, and with a sudden lurch, the floor fell out from underneath her. She waved her hands wildly, grabbing hold of the balcony edge as the railing and floor tumbled through the air. Her legs dangled over a vast open space as the pieces landed with a thud on the stone far below. She screamed a loud, wordless cry that rose up toward the ceiling and then faded away, joining the ghosts of whatever other screams still lingered in the dust. Her finger started to slide. Help! Using every ounce of strength in her body, she tried to pull herself up, her arms shaking with the effort, but her grip was failing. She started to scream again, but there was no more air left in her lungs, and the word died on her lips before she realized it had been Wells's name.